And so when we first moved to this old place, why, that's the arrangements that they had. Well, now, at some point, this timber became so rotten that it had to be replaced. And when it was replaced, then my father substituted a metal chain and a galvanized bucket. But the pioneers, instead of having that galvanized bucket, it might have been something like a cypress knee. Are you familiar with the cypress knee?
No.
Well, the cypress is a water-loving tree. It grows in swampy areas, and when it's flooded with water, well, you know, anything, any living plant has to have air. It has to have so much oxygen. And if this was submerged for a long enough period of time, the tree would die. So part of the root just simply loops up where it normally would be above water level, and that's where the tree breathes. But this big root-like structure that comes above the ground is hollow inside. So they can be sawed off and inverted, and you have a container that could be used as a bucket. Just put a bale on it, which could be metal, but if you didn't have it, it could be something else. Maybe a vine of some kind, and you're in business.
So,
mm-hmm. Well, actually, those old pioneers were very resourceful. They could make do with what they had. I suppose that, in a way, the Civil War period was really harsher on people than the original settlement had been, in a way, because you see, the first settlers come in and they have it real tough, and then begin to get settled and begin to have some of the comforts, and then the war comes on and sweeps those all away. Well, you suffer most when you miss something that you'd been accustomed to. If you never knew it, you don't know you've missed it.
Right.
But once you get accustomed to luxuries, and then the blockade stops it all. For example, we take soap for granted, but Southern folks had a problem when the federal blockade excluded such things as that. And so they had to go back to the primitive way of doing things and make their own.
How did they do that? Do you remember?
Well, chemically, the two things absolutely necessary for making soap is oil of some kind and some kind of chemical compound, which might, well, we might call a potash, for example, is one. And another similar product is referred to as lye, L-Y-E. You'd have to have one or the other of those. And of course, they're simply put in this wash pot we mentioned a while ago and cooked together for so long. And
do you remember where they obtained the lye or potash?
Well, ordinarily, most of the people who have seen soap making, the lye or potash was simply bought from the whatever place they traded, the local store. And was made somewhere in some factory, of course. But during the Civil War, that lye and potash couldn't get in here any better than imported clothing could. That's cut off, too. And so it happens that that wood ashes are high in potash, and hardwood ashes are the highest of all. So what they could do is take, for example, a barrel and fill up with ashes, with maybe just a small hole at the bottom, perhaps a quarter of an inch,